right. So Erin is having disturbing dreams about someone other than her husband. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hi, Ben and Kelly. I need some group therapy.
Hey, well, you come to the right place.
Crying emoji.
Oh.
So I've been married to my husband. We'll call him Kevin for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. We're happy. I've never cheated on him or even come close.
Okay.
But for the past couple of months, I have been having these recurring dreams about one of my coworkers. We'll call him Paul.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Back to Paul. Here's the part that makes me feel gross and guilty. In these dreams, we're usually hooking up or doing some really adventurous stuff that my husband would never be into in real life.
Ooh.
And now every time I wake up from one of those dreams, I feel weirdly ashamed around my husband, like I actually did something wrong.
Oh.
Meanwhile, I also feel awkward around my coworker, like I don't even want to talk to him.
Okay.
The thing is, I do think Paul is attractive, but I have never acted on anything. I genuinely don't want to. I don't flirt with him. I don't text him outside of work. Nothing. So how do I stop this?
Mm.
Part of me feels like I should tell my husband because I hate feeling like I'm hiding something, but I'm terrified he'll think I actually want my coworker, or worse, think something has actually happened between us.
Mm.
So what would you do? Thank you. Oh, Erin, I'm so sorry.
That is awkward.
It's awkward, but yeah. You did, first of all, let's squash this. You did nothing wrong. You cannot control.
Yes, what you dream.
What you dream. You, like you said, you have never done any sort of inappropriate conversations with Paul.
Yeah, there's nothing guilty about what you have done in real life.
Right.
Your subconscious, however, is doing flips.
And I think you're spot on with, like, if you tell your husband, then he's going to think
something
there is something up
there that isn't.
Right. So I don't think we need to unnecessarily get your husband worried about something that he doesn't need to worry about. Because, again, you didn't do anything. It doesn't involve him.
Have you ever woken up mad at your husband?
Your wife has.
My wife hasn't woken up mad at your husband.
No,
but
no, but
she's
woken up at you.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's few and far between. It doesn't happen a lot.
Right.
But like she'll wake up and she's just like,
What did I do?
Yeah, grumpy. So, I did something one of her dreams where, you know, she just like wakes up and she's like, this is...
It's probably something you would do.
It's probably something you would do.
No, I know. I get it. You don't want to have those kind of dreams. And like,
how do you make it stop? And is it one of those things where you just got to let it run its course?
Make sure you're thinking about something else before you fall asleep.
Yeah, I don't know. But now it's into your psyche where you're like, I hope I don't dream about this when I go to bed.
And then
you're constantly reminded every single day at work.
You like manifest it because you're worried about it.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, hi, Paul.
You're not helping. No. No.
All right. 502-795-1997. Any dream experts who can weigh in on this?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Who can weigh in on, is there a way to actually like manifest or lucid dream?
Right. Control what
control,
you dream.
Right, exactly. Because I think maybe she just needs some sort of detox here.
She needs a redirect.
And if she can redirect without
telling anybody
bringing anybody like her husband into it, then maybe that's a good thing.
Because nobody did anything wrong here. You're not playing out real events.
Right.
In your mind.
All right.
So
502-795-1997. That's group therapy. We'll take some of your stories and calls coming up next. Erin is having some dreams about a coworker, Paul.
Sure.
Kind of making her feel a little bit guilty around her husband and around Paul because they're a little risque and there are things that, you know, her husband's not into and things like that.
And so she's like, I feel like I should tell my husband I feel guilty. And no, I've never once been flirty with Paul. I don't want any of that. But she's like, I just want the dreams to stop. Andrea says, do not. I repeat, do not say anything to your husband. It's human nature. Your brain is bored. You'll get over it. Do not overthink this and cause more problems for yourself. Not a big deal.
Interesting. Holly rolls in and is like, hey, sounds like you're out of the honeymoon phase in your marriage. Make an effort to start dating each other again. And the reason I point to that is because, you know, you said her coworker tends to be doing things maybe her husband wouldn't normally do, which signals miscommunication or reluctance to wanting to open up to your husband about fantasies and things like that.
Yes, which also doesn't mean that Paul in real life would.
Right, exactly. It's
like
just
that.
Her brain is just coming to that.
Making stuff up.
Yeah, exactly.
Your brain is making stuff up. Adam says a dream is just a dream until it's not. Ooh. Dreams are just your brain working out things in your brain subconsciously. Mm. If she's not doing anything inappropriate, then she just needs to reassure right. herself there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Right.
If she has some sort of a need not being met by her husband, then she should talk to him about it. Might be surprised. He might be open to it if you've never discussed it.
It's funny because on Facebook, there's several people that are like, hey, here for the advice. Which, so it leads me to believe that Aaron ain't the only one
there
who's done this or this has happened to where, you know, Jacqueline kind of rolls in from a sort of, I've had my fair share about coworkers, exes, all the people I don't want to be with, all that stuff. But she says, I believe lucid dreams are a glimpse into alternate realities.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. Where is it? Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Or.
Okay.
So, for instance, she says you're living that life in a different reality or dimension. You're
okay.
getting a glimpse of it when you have a lucid dream.
That is an interesting perspective.
Jacqueline says her belief stems from her own experiences. So.
All right, then. So, in another alternate reality, she is getting down with Paul? Interesting. Is the pay the same in the alternate reality at the job?
I don't know. Like, now Steve rolls in and says, hey, from a dude perspective, don't tell your husband.
Yes.
We don't want to know.
Correct.
It would just make things complicated.
Right. Because again, you're going to put things in his head that are not there.
Yeah.
Because he's going to think, well, why is she saying this if it's there's
yeah.
not something
if there's nothing
to
there.
It.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so Andrew, the love doctor, rolling in saying, yeah, I'm proud of these people. You guys are getting it right.
Are we just saying don't say anything,
don't
it'll
say
pass?
Anything. Yep.
Okay.
I would say just think about something else as you fall asleep and see if that helps you.
Oh my gosh.
Like, dream something else. Or, I mean, how hard do you have to sleep to like remember your dreams like that?
Because
I don't remember my
because
dreams.
Don't you? Well, it's in the phase of sleep where you wake up is whether or not you remember your dreams.
Okay.
But I got to think that she's psyching herself out every time she's getting ready for bed.
Because she's worried about it.
Yes.
And then that manifests it.
And so how it's easy for us just to say,
just don't think about it. Think about something else.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when she's like, I can't.
Well, yeah, watch a show or something. Usually, like, if I remember a dream, it's because I'm dreaming about something I watched right before I went to bed or something like that.
All right. So our advice is good luck.
Maybe no more romance novels.
Don't read
romance novels before you go to sleep because you're casting your own romance novel
Maybe.
In your head
Maybe.
With Paul as the leading man.
Oh, geez. All right. Well, hey, I guess our advice is just
don't say anything to anybody.
Weather it.
Yep.
Whether it'll pass.
This too shall pass.
Okay.
And then maybe talk to your husband about switching some things up if
All right.
you'd like.
All right, good luck. Keep us posted. That's Group Therapy. AX.